Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Is the Christmas shopping sorted at your place yet? Or are you more likely to leave it to the last minute and face the chaos for a Christmas Eve mad dash around the shops? Things get hectic at this time of the year. You've got the Christmas parties, work functions, pre-Christmas catch-ups with the people you won't get to see on Christmas itself, dinners, end-of-year assemblies, you name it, it's on. On top of all that, you've got to get ready for the holidays, get the presents, organise all the food. Then you've got the prospect of spending the season with your family, and for some people, that's not the most relaxing thing in the world to do. So the next thing you know, December has flown by and you haven't even had a moment to think. It's a shame, really, because that's not what Christmas is all about. Christmas, okay, this might sound corny, but stay with me on this. Christmas is about love. It is. It's not about presents or food or getting a few public holidays. They're just symbols of the real meaning. You give someone a gift because you love them. You share a meal together with your closest friends or family because you love them. The government decrees the day a public holiday because of its importance in world history. It's the day love was born. More than 2,000 years ago, on Christmas Day, Jesus was born in that manger in Bethlehem. We all know the story, but to so many, it just means, well, nothing. Let me tell you that it can mean something deep and personal to each and every one of us, because Jesus was God's gift to humanity. He was perfect and blameless, and his life was ultimately given on the cross in exchange for ours, so that we don't have to die for our sins, but can instead live in a relationship with God, a relationship that goes on forever, even after we die in heaven. God's Christmas gift didn't come wrapped. It didn't come with all the bells and whistles of crackers and hats and tinsel. Jesus was born in a farmyard barn. He led a simple life, but then went on to change the world. So this Christmas, try to make some time out from the silly season to consider that. Maybe you don't need all the trimmings this year. Maybe it's time to get back to the roots of Christmas and make it a more simple affair. Less bells and whistles, more love. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.